My name is Russell Stewart Brown. I'm probably not the Russell you're looking for, but I am the one you've got right now, and these are things I've learned. Something I've learned is that it's very difficult to tell the difference sometimes between someone who's joking and someone who is in a very extreme situation. And I think that is correlated, if that's the right word, by Poe's Law. I'm a big fan of all the different laws that exist. Not the legal ones, but the things like Murphy's Law and Poe's Law. And with Poe's Law, it specifically covers satire, which is to say that there's no satire that is sufficiently ridiculous that there won't be someone who doesn't believe it. And in the same way, there's no story that is sufficiently serious enough that someone out there won't think it's a joke, or will think it's a joke. I think it definitely applies more for the first one. I may even be adding the second part myself. It might not be real. Some of these laws, like the Dunning-Kruger effect, works both ways. Poe's Law, I'm not entirely sure that it does. But anybody who's ever shared an Onion article, not realizing it was an Onion article, just thinking, oh, this headline's crazy, that's Poe's Law right there. And that is something that I think is very easy to understand. People are just going to get fooled by things. But there's another weird correlation. Again, I don't really know what the word correlation means. I hope it fits here. But there's another weird thing that goes on, which is if you tell someone something too candidly, it sounds like a joke. I don't feel like I'm making too much sense here. But when people find out I have depression, it surprises them. And if I talk about my depression, it confuses them. And I think it's because I talk about it fairly candidly, but not candid might not be the right word. Candid sounds like I'm on television with an interviewer and we're just shooting the shit. I talk about it irreverently. Irreverently? I'll mention what things feel like or how my brain is working. People will think it's a bit. And I get that because I do a lot of bits. It's very difficult to get me to be serious about certain things. And then when I get serious about one, it just seems like it's another joke. There's a lot of good laws like that, like Poe's Law. The Dunning-Kruger effect, I think I've mentioned that before. That's the one where the less you know about something, the more you think you know. Dunning-Kruger, Poe's Law. Murphy's Law is probably the most famous one. I know the common wording for it is anything that can go wrong will go wrong. I think there's an extra bit of wording to it. Maybe it's a separate law, which is everything can go wrong. Everything that could go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time. I'd love to come up with one of them. I'd love to come up with the Brown window, although I feel like, well, no, because there's an E at the end of my name, so it would be pretty obviously not just describing the color of a window. When it's written down. When you say it out loud, it's going to sound horrible. But yeah, the Brown window. So I don't know if you know this about cats, but I think there is a height that if you drop a cat from, is fatal. But if you go below it or above it, it isn't. Because You know, I'm thinking about this. I'm going to keep talking about it, but I really don't know if I have a source for this. But what I understand it to be is that a short fall won't hurt a cat because it's too short. A long fall, it will be able to prepare itself to land. And right in the middle, it doesn't quite have enough time to do either. It doesn't sound real. But let's go with it for now. So, I'd love to come up with the brown window. Which, it's difficult for me to say this out loud, given how I've been talking for the last 4 minutes. But I think that I've never considered too seriously the idea of jumping off a building, specifically. That's one I don't think I'd want to necessarily do. Because if it's too small of a fall, you're permanently screwed up for life. And if it's too high of a fall, I think you have time to regret jumping. So the brown window would be the three floors, the two or three stories, whatever the window is. Well, you know you won't survive, but you don't have long enough to regret it. That's another reason why I don't want to drown myself. It feels like a process where there would be a lot of different moments to regret it. It's kind of grim, isn't it? Oh well. I hope it didn't sound like a joke, though. Another thing I've learned is that, and I think we all know this, it's way easier to see some of these behaviors. Yeah, it's way easier to call out a behavior in someone else, even if it's a behavior you are well acquainted with. Even if it's a behavior that you are well known for. You don't see it as a behavior. You see it, it's just you. You're just existing and it's something you do. But when you see someone else do the exact same actions, you get a very different context. So that's why I found it quite useful to find situations. And I suppose when I say find situations, I don't mean I go look for them, but when I find someone who has maybe a character trait that I have, that I might be insecure about, I find it very interesting to observe it in other people. I think for a lot of people, it's difficult to separate those two actions. Sorry, actually, no. It's difficult to combine those two actions. In fact, you do see it separately because another thing I've learned is that when we see somebody else do something, we judge them based off what they've done. But when we do something ourselves, we judge ourselves based off our intentions. So if you had good intentions, it can feel like a justification for your bad actions. But from the outside, people only see the bad actions. And so while that's important to remember for yourself, in the sense that you might need to explain certain things because they won't appear good, it's also really important to remember in other people that just because someone has behavior or acts in a certain way, that doesn't mean that was the thing they wanted to do. By the way, trying to understand someone is not the same as trying to excuse them. And I think that is the difference. Because we try to understand and excuse ourselves in very different ways than we see people come at us. And the last thing that I learned for today is that sometimes when things are really, really hard. It can be better to put out a podcast that's 12 minutes long with no music or editing than to just stay alone with your thoughts for a day. I have been Russell Stewart Brown. These have been things I've learned. Thank you for listening. High fives all around.